Bitachon for Life, Shir number 160, Thursday, Parshas Kisetze. We are discussing how to practically feel tikva, how to feel kivoy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is loosely translated as hope. So we explained that really it is difficult to feel kivoy because a person doesn't want to have his hopes dashed, and therefore he doesn't want to bother hoping in the first place, only to find out later that his hope is not fulfilled. So how does a person practically feel hope and not be concerned that his hopes will not be fulfilled? And we explained that the Yetzer Hara wants us not to feel hope, because as long as we are hopeful, we keep the door open for Yeshua. But once we lose hope, Chas V'Shalom, we close the door on HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending us a Yeshua. And that's why kivoy is so important, and that's why we say in davening, ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom, the entire day we walk around with tikva, with hope, and that brings us Yeshuas. So there's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that if a person davens and he doesn't get answered, he should daven again. And the Gemara darshens it from a pasuk that we say in L'David Hashem Oiri, Kavei al Hashem, which the Gemara is translating, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're not answered, the pasuk continues, Chazak v'yameitz libecha, strengthen yourself, v'kavei al Hashem, and daven again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means even if a person sees that his tefillos are not being fulfilled, he should continuously daven, because in Mirtz Hashem, he will see his tefillos being fulfilled. But what you see from this chazal is that the word kivoy can be used in tefillah. Because here chazal is telling you to daven, and the word that they are using is kavei al Hashem. So this gives us a deeper understanding in what tikva really is. Because I only daven for something that I think that there is a possibility that it might happen. If I don't think there's any possibility, I will not daven. And tefillah is primarily driven by kivoy, by hope. When I have hope, I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see from here what hope means. Hope doesn't necessarily mean that I think it will happen. I don't know if it will happen or not, but I hope that it will happen. And therefore I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, and that's why tefillah is called Kavei al Hashem. And a person does not daven if he thinks his situation is hopeless, or if he thinks HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not listening to him. He doesn't have tikva, and therefore he doesn't daven, and that's why kivoy is synonymous with tefillah. So let's bring this practical to us. When a person walks around all day, yes, maybe it is difficult to be completely hopeful that you will get what you want. Yes, that could be a very high level, which we'll Mirtz Hashem discuss. But basic tikva could mean that a person is just hopeful, meaning he entertains the possibility that he will see the Yeshua. He doesn't close the door on the Yeshua. When we get up in the morning, we know that there's many things we are going to be faced with today. Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom means that I understand that my destiny is not defined by the situation which I am faced with. It is defined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I am hopeful to Hashem. Do I know that He will save me? I don't necessarily know that. But I hope that He will save me, meaning I know that there is a possibility that He will save me. How high is that possibility? That depends on how much I work in kivoy. But kivoy is very practical. To walk around all day, no matter what the situation is, and think in your head, there is a possibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save me. And if I turn to Him, and I'm mikaveh to Him, in Mirtz Hashem, He will save me.